Welcome again to the Old Time Radio Hour. I'm Justine Ward, your host, for an hour of great entertainment from radio's golden age. Today we have anniversary episodes of two of America's favorite country music shows. Both shows were created by George Dewey Hayes, nicknamed the Solemn Old Judge on the Grand Ole Opry. He already had started the National Barn Dance in Chicago, and a couple of years later he went to Nashville to find real Americana for a new show that featured musicians who didn't know how to read music, singing and playing tunes that had never been written down. It got its name, the Grand Ole Opry, from a comment made on the highbrow music appreciation hour, including some musical realism in a show about grand opera. Well, no music on the air was as real as the illiterate virtuosos with homemade instruments who appeared on the Nashville show, so they called it the Grand Ole Opry. First, we have their 25th anniversary show. They were always sponsored by Prince Albert Tobacco on NBC, but you won't hear a commercial in this Armed Forces Radio version. Enjoy the Grand Ole Opry 25th anniversary show, first broadcast November 25th, 1950, over Armed Forces Radio Service.
It's Grand Ole Opry time, starring Red Foley.
Haven't got to worry, haven't got to care, haven't got a thing to call my own. Though I'm out of money, I'm a millionaire, I still have my home in San Antonio. When I greet my neighbor with a "how you all," I'm wealthy as a king upon a throne. You can have your mansion or a cottage small, I'll just take my home in San Antonio. Traveled over the country on my merry way, been in crowds and felt I was alone. When I feel like bragging, I just up and say, I'm a native son of San Antonio. There's a sweet somebody by the Alamo, someday she's gonna be my very own. Then we'll get a high chair in a year or so for our little home in San Antonio. I'll just take my home in San Antonio.
Yes, sir. Well, thanks a lot, and a good big howdy to all of my good friends and neighbors of Grand Ole Opry.
This is the biggest night of the year for us here in Nashville, Rand. For tonight, we celebrate the 25th anniversary of the Grand Ole Opry. And what a lineup we've assembled to help us with the occasion. The Dinning Sisters, Uncle Dave Macon, Judge George D. Hay, the Possum Hunters, Rod Brasfield, the Jordanaires, and the entire cast of Grand Ole Opry boys and girls.
Yes, sir, Grant, and a little later on in the program, we're going to be privileged to hear from the Honorable Gordon Browning, Governor of Tennessee. I think, if I'm not mistaken, that we're going to also hear from Minnie Pearl, who is rapidly recovering here in Nashville. So it looks like a night to be long remembered. And here are the Jordanaires Quartet to help get things going fast and furious. Boys, let's have that one called Lead Me to That Rock.
Don't you lead me to that rock that is higher than thou? Lead me, yes, lead me. Why don't you lead me to that rock that is higher than I? Thou hast been a shelter for me.
Well, when you go down to yonder fold and search among the sheep,
my brother,
thou hast been a shelter for me. Well, you'll find him there, so I've been told, that those he loves will leave.
My brother,
a shelter for me. Why don't you lead me to that rock that is higher than thou? Lead me, yes, lead me. Why don't you lead me to that rock that is higher than I? Thou hast been a shelter for me.
Why don't you lead me to the rock that is higher than I? Why don't you lead me to the rock that is higher than I?
There's a right smart young fella back here that's been busting at the leash there in the wings, I think, and it don't look like we can hold him much longer. Folks, the Hohenwald Flash himself, one of America's funniest men right here, Rod Brasfield. Come out here, Rod.
Thank you, man.
Well, Rod, right now I think that we should report on the progress of the gossip of Grinder Switch, cousin Minnie Pearl. You know, she's doing just fine when Rod and me went out to Vanderbilt Hospital the other day to visit her, wasn't she?
Yes, sir, Mr. Foley. I know our Minnie's feeling better because she told me a man took some X-ray pictures of her, and she says that it was sure fun to find a man who could really see something in her.
All right. Rod, ain't that...
Don't that sound like me?
Yeah. Ain't that a modern hospital Minnie's in out there, though?
Modern? That hospital is so up to date, they've got cures and ain't even found diseases for her yet.
Oh, wait a minute. You sure you're telling the truth, Rod?
Well, sure. As my gal Susie once said when she bought a size 32 girdle, maybe I am stretching things a little bit.
Well, while we're on the subject, Rod, I wish you wouldn't bother with the... Listen to me, will you? I wish you wouldn't bother with that pretty nurse when we go out there to visit Minnie.
Why, Slitter, Mr. Foley, all I done was ask her to take my temperature.
Rod, wait a minute. You knew very well that you didn't have any fever.
Nah, I knew that, Mr. Foley, but it wouldn't have taken much time for her to give me one.
Well, to get back to Minnie, did she like that present you brought for her, Ron?
She sure did like it, Mr. Foley.
Well, sure was a nice gift. Yes, sir. Beautiful. A nightgown trimmed in feathers.
Trimmed in feathers.
Yes, sir.
She was just tickled to death with it. Mr. Foley, I ain't one to go around spreading rumors, you know, and gossiping and talking. But I heard a thing a while ago about old Grant Turner that is absolutely so scandalous, I just can't hold it back.
Well,
I've got to tell you about
it.
Do you know that he beats his wife up every morning?
Oh, Rod, now wait a minute. I can't believe that. A nice fellow like Grant Turner would beat his wife up every morning?
Yeah, he does.
Oh, Rod.
She stays in bed till 8 o'clock and he gets up at 7.
Get a good one like that almost, you, Miss Phony.
Howdy, friends. Bind that, it ain't hot tonight, is
it? It's a little chilly, ain't it, Rod?
Hi, mister.
You know what, Rod, I'll admit that you're mighty smart, yes, sir. But you know something? If your Uncle Sipe had been as smart as you, he wouldn't have got such an awful strain last week.
Uncle Sipe got a strain?
Yes,
how
sir.
Did he get a strain?
Drinking soup through his mustache.
Just kills me to get a good and all rod like that.
That makes me so mad I could eat a snow burger or something. I'm telling you. Mr. Foley, The other night, me and M.J. Russian was a possum hunting, see, down there in Russian's Creek.
Yeah.
And we went out there possum hunting, and we caught two or three possums, and it's about 4 o'clock in the morning, and it's cold. Oh, it's so cold, the old hens was laying from a standing position, you know what I mean? Well, sir, we come in home, and we went to bed. Me and MJ went to bed, and the first thing I knowed, we had the cover pulled up, and I noticed his feet sticking out from under the cover. I says, MJ, what in the cat hair have you got your feet stuck out from under the cover for? He says, well, Rod, I'd be a darn fool to take them cold things in bed with me.
Well, I think it's about a year ago we had three mighty pretty young ladies come down from Chicago to pay us a visit here. You folks have heard them on records. You've heard them on the air and on television. You've probably seen them on the stage and in the movies. So let's give a great big welcome to three mighty pretty young ladies, the Denning Sisters. Yes, sir.
I'll sit right in here between you pretty girls, huh?
Well, sir, girls, I know it'll be kind of tough for all three of you to talk at once, so we'll just skip all the palaver and get to your singing, which is easy for all three of you to do at once. What are you going to sing for us, huh?
Tennessee Waltz.
Well, they talk together, don't they? Here we go.
I was dancing with my darling to the Tennessee Waltz. When an old friend I happened to see, I introduced her to my loved one, and while they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember just how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee Waltz. I lost my little darling the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee Waltz. Friends,
if you were listening to WSM on your crystal sets one cool night about a quarter of a century ago, chances are you heard music such as being picked and fiddled in the background there. And this music would have been played by the same bunch of old-timers that are playing it now. Grand Opry's famous Possum Hunters. Yes, sir, there they are, playing that good news. Thank you. Master, there was the possum hunters, and the boys are still going strong. Now, getting back to that night in November 1925, if you were tuned in, you heard a mighty familiar toot on an old steamboat whistle and a mighty friendly voice talking to you, sort of like this.
This is the solemn old judge, George D. Hayes. Thank you, neighbors. You have been listening to Dr. Walter Damrosch and his orchestra presenting music in the Grand Opera manner. From now on, our program, in contrast, will be known as the Grand Ole Opry. Page, Uncle Dave Macon, accompanied by his son Doris, singing an old favorite, Chewing Gum. Okay, Uncle Dave.
Sing you about my pretty little girl. She just as pretty as a plum. Happy she had was one night was bad. She was always a chewing gum. Whenever she came to Sunday school, she always come with a chum. Oh, right where they sat and right where they sat, they were both a chewing gum. Yum, yum. Her hat was so plum. Wherever she went, oh, she spent every cent for chewing gum, gum, gum. Whenever she walked out of town, she always did look so cute. Every merchant she knocked for, she called her a box of juice, juice, juice.
Well, so thank you, Uncle Dave Macon, and that's how it was 25 years ago. Judge Hay, we sure do want to thank you for making honest folks out of us and giving this show a name.
Thank you, Red Foley. The Opry will always be my special baby, and I'm proud to be connected with it.
Well, Judge, thanks a lot to you. The governor of Tennessee, the Honorable Gordon Brown, had planned to be here with us tonight, but business in Knoxville has kept him from joining us. However, he called me during the past week and he asked me to present the Grand Ole Opry with a special plaque in his behalf, and he wants you to have it, Judge. Here it is, and congratulations to you.
Thank you very, very much, Governor Gordon Browning.
Judge, would you mind reading that inscription on the plaque there, please?
Certainly, Red. It reads, Grand Ole Opry, 25 years. The world's greatest single contribution to American folk music. Signed, Gordon Browning, Governor of Tennessee. Thank you so much, Governor Gordon Browning.
Now, the next voice you hear will be the Honorable Gordon Browning, Governor of Tennessee.
Not so long ago, a friend of mine told me of an experience he had over in the European theater during the last war. He's a native Tennessean and extremely proud of his state, as he should be. Moreover, he's more than willing to engage the ear of anyone who will listen to him about the advantages of living in the volunteer state. Well, on this occasion, he and his outfit were pinned down by enemy fire near St. Lo, and my friend, the first lieutenant, found himself sharing a foxhole with a tall, gangling foot soldier of about 20 or 22. It looked like a long, tedious wait, so the lieutenant proceeded to pass the time by making a speech on his favorite subject, the state of Tennessee. No man was ever more eloquent before an audience of one. And my lieutenant friend reached oratorical heights never before scaled as he told of the climate, the natural beauties of Tennessee, its great colleges and universities, its agriculture, its commerce, its exciting early history, its great TVA system of dams, and its historic state capital, Nashville. Finally, after about an hour and 40 minutes, the lieutenant paused for breath and said, "Soldier, are there any questions?" And the private said, "Yes, sir. How do I go about getting a picture of Minnie Pearl?" My purpose in relating this anecdote is to illustrate the fame WSM's Grand Ole Opry has brought to the state of Tennessee. As governor of the state, it's my sincere pleasure to salute the talented and hard-working entertainers who have made the Opry a national institution these past 25 years. To Red, Rod, Minnie, and everyone connected with the Grand Ole Opry, congratulations and the heartfelt appreciation of the state of Tennessee.
Thank you very much, Gordon Browning. And now, that sort of brings us to our very lovely guest for this special anniversary show, the three Denning sisters. Girls, I see you're already out here. I think you got a sort of a special arrangement on an old tune called Old Mona, haven't
that's
you?
That's right.
Huh?
Yeah,
let's
good.
Hear it. Here we go.
Do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da. Da-da-da-da-da. Once upon a time, a country preacher sitting on a log. Oh, Mona, had his finger on the trigger and his eye on a hog. Oh, Mona, the gun went boom and the hog said yip. Oh, Mona, the preacher grabbed him with all his grip. Oh, Mona, you shall be free. Oh, Mona, you shall be free. When the good Lord set you free. What part of time I was gwine down the road. Oh, Mona, had a tired team and a heavy load. Oh, Mona, I popped my whip and the lead horse sprung. Oh, Mona, the hind horse bucked as the wagon sung. Oh, Mona, you shall be free. Oh, Mona, you shall be free. When the good Lord set you free. Once upon a time by the hen house on my knee. Oh, Mona, I thought I heard a chicken sneeze. Oh, Mona, he sneezed so hard with a whooping cough. Oh, Mona, he sneezed till his head and his tail flew off. Oh, Mona, you shall be free. Oh, Mona, you shall be free. When the good Lord sets you free. Do-da, 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 do-da. Da-da, da-da, da. Don't you worry, Mona, 'cause you shall be free. Shall be free.
The last 2 weeks have had a big hunk of happiness taken out of our show by the absence of one of the Opry's charter members. So tonight, we thought we'd get firsthand an anniversary greeting from one of the most beloved and most popular gals in the entertainment world by paying a little visit to her bedside. And here she is, the gossip of Grinder Switch, Cousin Minnie Pearl!
Proud to be here. Well, sir, I sure wished I could be down there tonight in person to see all of y'all and just help celebrate that silver jubilee. You know, I've been there 10 of the 25 years. Come up there just a slip of a girl. I've been a slipping fast ever since. And that reminds me, you know what happened when I was in that hospital? Somebody got mixed up and sent me one of them there face doctors that tries to help you look beautiful. Like I'd need that. Well, it'll was almost worth, though, being Polly to get all them fine cards and letters I got. Oh, it was so nice. Letters and cards all the way from Oregon to Florida. Well, sir, I'm awful anxious to get well so I can run down to the switch next week and get all the latest news. Oh, been more happening down there. I know it. Uncle Nabob said it's been so cold down there, he's just afeard to pet the dog for fear he'd wag his tail and it'd fall off so stiff. Well, sir, I got to be a-going now, and I'll see y'all next week, straight from the switch. Bye now.
Thanks a lot to you, Minnie Pearl. We'll be looking for you back with us next Saturday. Yes, sirree, bye. My heart is sad and I'm lonely, thinking of the one I love. I know that I shall ne'er more see her till we meet in heaven above. They told me that she loved another. How could I believe them true? Until an angel softly whispered, she has proven untrue to you.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.
Listening to the Old Time Radio Hour with your host, Justine Ward. We broadcast the show every week over the World Wide Web. This week we are focused on country music. Next, we have the 10th anniversary show of National Barn Dance, broadcast from Chicago. You will hear it is a lot more polished than the Grand Ole Opry, with a big orchestra and special arrangements. But both shows were very popular in this era. This was one of the few radio shows that charged admission to the studio. The show was often 4 hours long, and they selected a half-hour program out of the longer show. Enjoy the National Barn Dance 10th Anniversary Show, first broadcast November 2nd, 1943, on NBC.
Alka-Seltzer for headaches.
Alka-Seltzer for acid indigestion.
Alka-Seltzer for cold.
Ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer.
Hello, 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 everybody, everywhere, and a special hello to our boys in the service, wherever they may be.
Well, well, welcome to your old Alka-Seltzer National Barn Dance's 10th anniversary, folks. Yes, tonight's party marks the 10th full year since these old cowbells first rang out on the network to welcome all our good friends and neighbors to the old WLS hayloft here in Chicago. Yes, sirree. How many Saturday nights does that make? Let's see, 52 Saturday nights every year for 10 years, 52 times 10, 6, 5, 6. You count them, Pat Buttram.
Who, me count them? How many fingers do you think I got, anyway?
Well, I'll tell you. This is our 521st good old barn dance party. Yes, and we can look back over our shoulders and see some mighty happy times. So come on, gang. Let's look right over our shoulder and tell the folks what we see there.
Yeah! Over our shoulder goes one care. Over our shoulder goes two care.
Voices sound even brighter than they did 10 years ago. Yes, and everybody looks brighter. That is, except for...
What are you looking at me for?
Never mind, J.B. Huh? I was just thinking that you boys ought to have a good old anniversary tune dreamed up for us. What have you got?
Oh, it's this is the chorus, Joe.
Yeah, we haven't got the verse figured out yet, so we'll have to start with the chorus, Joe. Oh, yeah. Well, we might expect something like that tonight, folks. So let's listen to the anniversary antics of Hezzy, Kenny, Frank, and Gaby, the Hoosier Hotshot.
This is chorus of the song. Yes, it's a chorus you're hearing now.
The guy who wrote this song was wrong. He couldn't hear a note, and this here's the verse.
It's the verse?
Why, this is the verse.
Oh. This is the chorus.
But he knew all the rules. He didn't matter. Why, he wrote the first verse first.
The first verse first?
The worst verse first.
Oh, this is the chorus.
Oh, the guy who wrote the lyrics was as crazy as a loon. So there's nothing to this song but the tune.
This is the chorus of the song. Yes, it's the chorus you're hearing now.
Make up the words.
You make up the words and go along. Cause no one listens to the lyrics anyhow. Tra-la, da-be-da. If you want to, you can whistle or hum. When you're singing this song to your friends, just remember this is where the chorus ends.
This song was written bit by bit, but there's nothing to show where each bit fits.
Where each bit fits?
Where each bit fits.
Oh, now.
But if you sing a word to every note, you're bound to know which fits with which.
Which fits, which fits?
Which fits with which.
Yeah, for two bits.
Oh, here and there, the writers left the space, take a breath, so the singer wouldn't choke to death.
This is the chorus once again. La-la-la-la-la-la, with sealing wax.
A rooster.
A rooster is different from a hen. Well, have you ever sharpened pencils with an axe?
With a file.
Tra-la.
Tra-la-la.
Dum-a-dee.
Oh, dum-a-dee.
Had a sweetie, but she wouldn't marry me.
Dum-a-dee-hoo.
Here's the part that everybody recommends, just because it's come just where the chorus ends.
Chorus from you anytime, Hoosier Hot Shots. But come on, Arky, you're next with you know what.
You bet your life, Joe. We'll show the folks that 10 years of square dancing ain't slowed us down a bit. Come on, everybody, get your party here.
I'm trying to call it out square dance style, and here we go.
I'm busy right now, Lou. The next thing. Oh, dance, Jay, dance, play around on the left, Joe. Let's dance right here.
My, how time does fly. Why, you know, folks, it only seems like yesterday that Alka-Seltzer started to bring you these happy old hayloft parties every Saturday night. Yet, actually, it was 10 years ago tonight.
Yes, Joe, but still more remarkable to me is the fact that Alka-Seltzer itself is only 3 years older than the Barn Dance.
By golly, Jack, that's right. It doesn't seem possible that a product could grow as fast in popularity.
Well, I know how it happened, Joe. Folks tried Alka-Seltzer, and they welcomed the kind of relief it offers for headaches, for sour upset stomachs, occasional acid indigestion, and morning after misery, and for muscular aches and pains, and the dull, achy misery of a cold. They told their friends about it and got them to try it. Thus, Alka-Seltzer is one of the most popular drugstore items in America today. Now, if you're one of the few who has yet to experience the fast relief it offers for so many common ills, why don't you give Alka-Seltzer a chance to be your friend in need? You can get Alka-Seltzer at all drugstores by the 30 and 60 cent size package and also by the glass at the soda fountain.
That was a square dance and a half, boys and girls. And Archie, you old Arkansas hummingbird, I saw you paying extra special attention to that gal with the big blue eyes. So come on, you might as well tell us about it, and the boys will be right with you.
Sprinkle me with perfume rare, and I'll be on my way. Stick some slickum on my hair, I may be gone all day.
I'm riding for a fall.
Dootin' up in the shirt and ties for the gal with the big blue eyes. Oh, I'm riding for a fall. Dootin' up in my two-tone shoes for the gal with the baby blue.
Oh, yes, I know.
She's a dangerous critter,
I know.
She's a dangerous critter,
I know.
She's a dangerous critter,
I know.
But I can't quit her.
I'm riding for a fall.
Tootin' up like a mountain
wine to the gal with the big blue eyes.
Oh, yes, I know. She's a treacherous woman, I know. She's a treacherous woman, I know.
We know.
She's a treacherous woman, I know.
She knows, but she's for you, my
dear. I'm riding for a fall.
Tootin' up
like a mountain wine. To the gal with the big blue eyes, oh yes, I know.
People
died of her cook and I know.
People
died of her cook and I know.
We know.
People died of her cook and I know.
Oh, she's so good looking.
I'm riding for a fall.
Tootin' up like a mountain wine.
To the gal with the big blue eyes.
Some romance, Archie. But then there have been plenty of romances here in the old hayloft for the last 10 years. Yes, sir. 10 years together.
What's this now?
Stranger coming in, Joe.
What?
Stranger coming in.
Well, I see. Well, he's only been going steady with us for a little over 3 years, and he is a little strange, but we're glad to welcome the Winston County Flash folks, Pat Buttram.
Jody, welcome back to the barn dance.
Say, that's right, Pat. I have been away for a couple of weeks, haven't I? Yes. By the way, haven't you put on some weight while I was gone?
No, I just put on my winter underwear.
Well, anyway, Pat, tonight we're celebrating the 10th anniversary of the Alka-Seltzer National Barn Dance.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy, say, you know what? I'll never forget the first time you came to the barn dance.
Yeah.
It was years ago, and you didn't even have any shoes.
Time sure has changed, though, Joe. Yeah. Now it looks like the rest of you ain't gonna have no shoes either.
Yeah. You said it, Pat. There really has been a lot of changes in the last 10 years. You know, I was looking over a newspaper 10 years old. One headline said, Hitler wants peace.
Yeah, well, he sure took the long way around to get it, didn't he?
And another story in the same newspaper said, the German Army and Navy had sworn to die for Hitler.
Well, he's making them keep their word on that part. All right.
And another thing, Pat, along about 10 years ago, there was a change in rules for playing contract bridge.
Oh, yeah, I recollect that. That caused quite a storm, didn't it?
Oh, it certainly did. Well, what was the reaction in Winston County?
Oh, everybody just kept right on playing checkers.
And prices were different too, Pat. Well, just think, 10 years ago, haircuts were only 35 cents. Now, they're 75 cents in a dollar.
Yeah, well, you was lucky, Joe. You got all your haircuts when they were still 35 cents. Well, Joe, you know, I think the biggest change in the past 10 years has been in music.
Music?
Yeah. The songs is different. 10 years ago, the big song was Silver Haired Daddy. Nowadays, everybody's singing Pistol Packing Mama. It's all Well, Joe, say, I hate to rush off, but I gotta beat it. We're having a big fall picnic tomorrow. It's the last one this year, and I got charge of the tennis tournament.
So. Oh, yes, I'm in that tennis tournament, too. Now, don't forget that.
Oh, I got the schedule all made out.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, you see, the very best players will play in the morning, and then the poorer players, they play in the afternoon, and the worst players will play along towards evening.
Well, what time do I play?
Here's your flashlight.
I'll be at you. All right, Barn Dance Buttram. Right now, friends, we're mighty proud to call on one of our original Hayloft songbirds. And here she is, the belle of the Barn Dance, Lula Belle.
Reservation far away from civilization, where the foot of pale face seldom trod. White man went to fish one summer, met an Indian, made a hummer, daughter of the big chief, bear the rod. White man threw some loving glances, took the maiden to war dances, smoked a pipe of peace of chances, living in a teepee made of fur. An Indian pony gave her a diamond ring, a phony. Then he sang these loving words to her. You are my pretty little Indian Nepenee. Come take a chance and marry me. So daddy is a chief, is my belief. To a very merry wedding he'll agree. True, you're a dark little Indian maid, but I'll sunburn to a darker shade. I'll wear feathers on my head. Hey, my cheeks an Indian red. You'll only be my Nepenee. Sorry to say this love talk caught her. Soon he married the big chief's daughter. Happiest couple that we ever saw. Till his dream of love had faded, Nepenee looked old and jaded, just about like any other squaw. Soon papooses came in numbers. Redskin yells, disturb his slumbers. White man wonders at his blunders. Now the feathers droop upon his head. Too late now, but still he's wishing that he never had gone a-fishing, or had met this Indian maiden said, you are my pretty little Indian Nepenee. Come take a chance and marry me. So daddy is a chief, is my belief. To a very merry wedding he'll agree. True, you're a dark little Indian maid, but I'll sunburn to a darker shade.
Well, that old time tune was a lot of fun, Lulabelle. But old friends and old songs always get along here in the old hayloft, folks. Just like that little street where old friends meet. So let's welcome that old favorite and the girl with a million friends, Grace Wilson.
Nothing seems real. That's how I feel today. Hometown, my town, I hear you calling me far away. It's just a little street where old friends meet. I'd love to wander back someday. To you it may be old and sort of tumble down, but it means a lot to folks in my hometown. Although I'm rich or poor, I still feel sure I'm welcome as a flower in May. It's just a little street where old friends meet and treat you in the same.
In the program, friends, we told you something about the growth of Alka-Seltzer's popularity. Now I think you'd like to hear something about the newest member of the Miles family, one-a-day brand vitamin B complex tablets. Tell them, Jack.
You know, friends, we get a lot of genuine satisfaction out of telling you about one-a-day brand vitamin B complex tablets because they're such a fine product and they may do so much for you. If a B complex vitamin deficiency is causing you to feel tired out much of the time, to be nervous and irritable, to have certain digestive upsets, you're just the person who should start now to bolster up your 3 square meals a day with a single one-a-day brand vitamin B complex tablet. That single one-a-day B complex tablet is so rich in these vitamins that it supplies you with your full basic daily requirements of all the B vitamins whose needs have been established.
That's right, folks, and because you take but a single tablet each day, one-a-day B-complex tablets are mighty easy to remember.
And that single tablet means economy, too, because it just stands to reason that a single one-a-day tablet would cost you less than lower potency kinds that require you to take 3 or 4 tablets or capsules daily. So for real convenience and economy, ask your druggist for one-a-day brand vitamin B-complex tablets. Look for the brand with the big one on the gray package, for that's the one to buy at all drugstores.
Well, here's a 10th anniversary tune, sure enough, folks. The Down Home Rag and those three little sweethearts of Sunbonnet Swing, the Dilling Sisters.
Everybody now was singing it, beatin', dotin', dootin', has them right in the bag. And the crowd is kind of proud when they can start swinging it, beatin', dotin', dootin', that's the down home rag. Down home, they've got rhythm and how. Down home, while they're pushing the plow. Down home, they're all dootin' it now. Dootin' it now, dootin' it now, dootin' it now and how. They play the tune of the week, I think they call it the chic. They tell the neighbors it's music, or it took them 20 years to learn to play the tune. Hiram, he plays piano and drum. Jethro, taps his fingers and thumb. Ithum, the people give him a hand because they know there's nothing hotter than a two-man band. Here we go, and I know you've never heard corn quite like this. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do
kidding, but we are, I hope.
Dee-da-doo-doo, if you hit somebody, dee-da-doo-doo, that's the music of day. When you play the got a way of putting lots of cuteness, dee-da-doo-doo, it's a down on rag. Dee-da-doo-doo, everybody now is singing it. Dee-da-doo-doo, everybody in the bag. And the crowd is kind of proud when they can start swinging it. Dee-da-doo-doo, that's a down on rag. We're getting tired of a deetin', dottin', dootin', so we'll come to a conclusion with the band a-tootin'.
Well, that was real down-home harmony, didn't it, sisters? But say, how about a new tune? You know, something red-hot and hillbilly.
Pardon me, Mr. Kelly. Mr. Kelly, did we hear you say hillbilly?
Yes, why?
Plebeian thought, don't you think?
Well, now, if you Hoosier hotshots have something better...
Oh, have we? Why, Joe? Hey, wait till Gabe in here gets on his monocle. Here you are, Gabe.
Thank you, Hezekiah. Ready, gentlemen?
Oh, my goodness, yes!
Yes, sure.
Dancing at the Plaza Ritz, a monstrous thing occurred. The debutante began to chant an aria most absurd. Pray precipitate that pistol, madame. It's vulgar, I'll be bound. Pistol producing madame, deposit that firearm behind that bloomin' palm.
Hey, going kind of high class on us, Larry Jagami.
Oh, my word, these obnoxious interruptions. I pray that madame please desist. You frighten me by and large. She answered, don't fret. It's only loaded with a cover charge. Oh, kindly park that firearm, madame. Don't deport yourself like a silly clown. And in case you don't fully comprehend, lay that there shooting iron down.
Back and mama, lay that pistol down. Pistol back and mama, lay that pistol down.
I'll see you every night, babe. I'll woo you every day. I'll be your regular daddy if you put that gun away. Ho!
Lay that pistol down, babe. Lay that pistol down. Pistol back and mama. Lay that pistol down.
You know something?
What's that, Gabe?
I got on a train in Chicago to go hunting was my aim.
You did?
The warden met me in Dakota and said, buddy, there's plenty of game, that's but you'll have to run those pheasants down, Gabe. Run them pheasants down, because we got no shells to hunt with, so run them pheasants down.
I'll bet you came up with a couple, all right.
You said it, Gabe.
Well, here I am again, folks. I always have my fun. Since I got this here washboard, why, they keep me on the run.
Well, then, play that washboard, Hezzy boy. Play that thing, my son.
And fancy rents and no mistakes. Let's all have some fun.
And now, folks, on the old barn dance's 10th birthday, we want to thank you, our loyal friends and neighbors who have shared our hayloft parties with us through the years, and invite you to join all of us in singing We've Come a Long Way Together, and in hoping that we still have a long way to go.
Greetings to the dearest friends we know. Just another way to say we love you so. Yes, and another year has gone, and here we are, still hitching up our wagon to a star.
War Fund campaign begins next Monday, October 4th. The National War Fund is a nationwide organization that now takes the place of 17 different relief agencies and thousands of local welfare organizations. And included are such worthy causes as the USO, United Seamen's Service, War Prisoners Aid Committee, as well as the Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, community centers, and many other local welfare organizations. Now, with this one big organization, National War Fund, it means that this is the only appeal made, and that you and I have only one contribution to make instead of the several you probably have been making in other years. So, when your local campaign gets underway, give as much as you possibly can to the National War Fund. Well, folks, next Saturday, we're going to broadcast our Alka-Seltzer National Barn Dance direct from the U.S. Naval Air Station at Bunker Hill, Indiana, for the personnel of that great Hoosier Naval Training Station. And we hope you'll all be listening in. So until then, this is Joe Kelly saying good night and good health to you all for Alka-Seltzer.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Thank you so much for listening to the Old Time Radio Hour. We appreciate your tuning in to hear these wonderful gems, and hope you will join us again next week when we present a special show on one of the most entertaining comedies from old radio, Vic and Sade. We have a documentary that includes some wonderful episodes and commentary about the show. I hope you can find time to listen. Until then, this is your host, Justine Ward, saying so long for now.